This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Here on this Wednesday. Listen, if you want to be taken seriously, you can't lose every game to the team that's in front of you in the division. And a lot of fun. Yeah, honestly. So I look at last night, and I think it's a great challenge to describe what kind of Yankee fan you are. Are you somebody who skews more positively, or are you somebody who skews more negatively? Now, generally, I try to skew more positively, not like false hope or false reality, but, you know, unless it's really egregious, I try to find something if I think it's sustainable and I think it's real, and I try to, you know, gravitate to that and, you know, kind of let that be my roadmap a little bit. Some of you are a little different, and by the way, I oftentimes deviate that from what I usually try to do unknowingly or unintentionally, because a lot of these teams in our market drive us absolutely nuts, but when I say that you can look at it one of two ways, hey, every Yankee fan enjoys the win. And I'm serious. Like, you had to get that win. And the way that they got it was awesome. Now you have a chance to take another series, try to piece it together. You know Cashman's probably on the phone right now. Try to get a third base. You better be. Try to get a third baseman. For some of you, get a shortstop, get middle arms. We know all about that stuff. But the positive Yankee fan right now wakes up and says, oh, Ben Rice, look at that bomb. You know, Toronto trying to get cute, going to their closer, trying to squeeze it out early. And Rice just, he absolutely hammered that baseball. That's the first reaction. Clearly, that's the basic stuff. You go to the start of the game. All right, Schlittler walked a few guys, but man, oh man, he's got some pretty filthy stuff. And that's maybe a bigger conversation a little later in the show. You know, you talk about the Lombards, you talk about Spencer Jones. You got to start throwing Schlittler on that list as to whether or not you would give him up, and I'll give you my thoughts on that in a little bit. But the positive Yankee fan, you stop the bleeding, you beat Toronto. Instead of being 5 back, you get it back to 3, try to win the series today. Schlittler, Rice, all that stuff, good. That's the good, happy Yankee fan. And I got to be honest, lately there haven't been many of you, at least not calling the station or on social media. Then there's the other Yankee fan, and I got to be honest with you, I understand both sides of the equation today because I'm getting pulled in both directions. The negative Yankee fan or the incredibly concerned Yankee fan wakes up and says, all right, my God, a little wise ago, what the hell happened to this guy? Oh, my God, Volpe. Yeah, great double play. Love it. You know, flip it to Jazz and Jazz with a rocket the first. That was beautiful. But how about another short hop throw from shortstop that very well could have cost the Yankees the game? Like, really, I can start the show Now, I'm starting the show and telling you what I believe. What I believe is, as I've said for a while, if the Yankees don't make meaningful moves, the Yankees are not going to win the World Series. And by meaningful, two middle relief arms, legitimate third baseman, and that's it. Like, you got to, and then Judge has to hit. And then other things have to happen. So that's how I view the Yankees, that has not changed at all. And that will not change until the reinforcements come or they don't, okay? But I really do think that the complexities of this season, like we've been given a lot, and there's a lot to sift through. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of, well, not as much with DJ gone. There's been some dead weight. You know, there's a million things to dissect about the roster. It's not set up right. That's more of a Cashman thing. But boiling it down to this team right now, you know, late July, getting ready for a trade deadline, you know, and really a pennant race, do you feel good? And that will be the Schlittler, Rice, Stanton's hits, you know, pretty well since he came back, and the Yankees cut into the lead, and they stave off what has just been a ridiculous ownership of Toronto over the Yankees this year, or is it more Loaziga's disaster and the whole Volpe stuff? Which one is it? Which one is it? For me, honestly, it's both. Because I love the win. I mean, when Rice connected, I literally jumped out of my seat. I'm like, here we go. Like, I was legitimately fired up. I was pumped up. Like, even if you're not fully believing, like, what the Yankees could do this year, and you're watching that, and you're a Yankee fan, like, how in the world does that not excite you? That was the best win of the season. That was a massive moment. And I appreciate it. And it was great. And it was meaningful. And we'll see what it does. Maybe it propels them in a way that I don't think that this current group of players can be propelled. And I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I will be. But then again, you watch it, and over the course of 2.5 hours, you get hit with so many.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Many conflicting moments. Like, the good is offset by the bad. And the bad, at least last night, was offset by the good. So what I'm telling you is, amazing win. Awesome. But I'm still confused. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. We'll do the Mets stuff. Good win by the Mets. Mets started to hit a little bit. Bottom of the order. Good job by Alvarez. And the stuff from the Yankees last night. was a little bit of everything, as we've had often this year. Let me get Steven, I'm not sure if this is... there you go. Steve in New Hyde Park. Steve, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, BT?
Hey,
how
Steve.
You doing?
What's up, man?
How you doing? Oh, man. You said great win last night for the Yankees. Like you said, I lost my mind when Ben Rice hit that home run. Hopefully it's a start of something new. Maybe the Yankees can go on and win at least a 10-game winning streak, I'm hoping, after this win. But my question to you, Anthony Volpe. I mean, this guy now leading the major leagues with 13 errors. My concern, what do you think the Yankees are going to do with him possibly next year? Next year.
Wow. Oh, my God. Listen, Steve, here's where I'm at with Volpe. I think it's very simple. I think there is no way that the Yankees, they can try, but nobody can believe him at this point. You cannot position him right now, today, as the absolute shortstop of the future. Like, for me, that's the starting point. You just can't. I want to do it. I really do. I can't. There's no way I'm doing that. I mean, he right now looks like a player that is broken. And thanks for the call there, Steve. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for making that call.
Take care.
No, you too, man. Have an awesome day. 888-808-1019. I look at the way he fielded the ground ball on a knee. Like, that's just playing cautiously. That's playing. He's not flowing. You could just tell when a player, any sport, you could tell when a player's flowing. You know, go back to any of the young quarterbacks here that have struggled. You could just kind of see him, like, actually trying to go through a read and you could actually see them not seeing what's in front of them. And it's crazy. You can see it. And right now, you can see that Anthony Volpe has zero confidence, because a shortstop who won a Gold Glove a couple of years ago does not get on one knee to field a routine ball at shortstop. You just don't do that. So, you know, I'm not as much worried about next year for Anthony. I'm really not. You know, I'm pulling for him. I get it. I mean, me and every time Hoff walks in, he's like, send them down. I get it. Some of you want to send them down. I'm not doing it. And I'm not doing it just because there's nobody else there. Like, you know, you if there was a better option, that's a bit of a different conversation. Clearly, I think I just have a little bit more faith in his character to kind of grind his way through this. But I'm running out of time. I mean, how long can I say this? Nobody wants to hear that anymore. It's almost August. 2-10. He leads the league in errors. He really does not look like the... He doesn't look like a major league shortstop. But I think what you have to do is, the first thing you had to do is drop him. That's the first thing. And you appreciate that, because there's got to be repercussions. Think about the theme of yesterday's show. You know, one of the things that's really bothered me about the Yankees for a while is that there's no repercussions. Vivas not tagging up with any urgency from, you know, second base on a 320-foot pop-up to right field, gets thrown out by Acuna on a sick Roberto Clemente throw. No big deal. You can stay in the game, buddy. You're good. No big deal. And all the other things that we've hit a million times sideways, you know, Donaldson pimping, not pulled. Glaber not running, not pulled. Not getting bunts down. Extra inning situations, no recourse. That was the theme yesterday. Now, I will be, it's not necessarily the repercussion that maybe some of you wanted, but, hey, this ain't Little League. Nobody's hitting 10th. You know what I mean? So, like, when you get dropped to 9th for the first time, as you did last night, all year, then nowhere else to go. So at least that was a teeny, weeny, tiny repercussion for his inability to perform. And I at least think that that's a starting point. And maybe that's the Yankees telling him, and maybe that's the Yankees telling us, dude, you know, listen, there's really nothing else to do here. That's it. So if you don't start playing better, you ain't hitting 10th. Again, not Little League. You're not hitting 11th. You're either sitting or, I don't know, maybe they would send him out. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. But again, awesome win, but still conflicted by the issues that can, at least for a day, be pushed aside because of the win. But think about the tone of the show, and think about the tone of the station if they would have lost 6-5. Think about, like, you know, Toronto comes back, they win it late. What's the storyline today? You know what they are. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Ryan is in Stony Point. What's happening, Ryan? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay, what's cooking?
I'm feeling, you know, very excited off the win yesterday.
No doubt.
I think Schlittler pitched pitched a great game, and then you get to the bullpen, and it's like, you know. And you were saying earlier, you need the middle relievers, and, you know, it's true. And I think what they need in there, they need a power arm. Like, Schlittler was overpowering people. Like, yesterday, he struck out Kirk. It was what, a 99-mile-an-hour high fastball, blew it past them. Yep. They need more power arms out of the bullpen. And I like Iglesias. I know he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about him? Hold on.
Yeah, of course, you know, everybody needs power arms because that's the direction of the game here. Everybody's throwing cheese, but, I mean, most of the guys the Yankees bring out of the pen are throwing gas. I mean, nobody's coming out nibbling except Hill, 89-90 as a lefty, trying to hit spots. Everybody's throwing 95 at minimally, 95, 96, 98, you know, 97, 99. I don't know that that's the issue. I just don't think they're good. If you throw 98 and straight as a string and your secondary stuff stinks, you're not a good pitcher. Not at that level. So I would push back a little bit on just focusing on the need for pure gas. And I would focus on the need for proven players who have gotten a lot of high leverage outs in pressurized situations with a track record. That's the goal. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan, of course, inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. How about Joe in Freehold? And Joe was on the Fan. BT and Sal, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, not much, BT. How about yourself, buddy?
Oh, good.
BT, we got to talk about Jazz Chisholm's at bat in the top of the eighth, which Judge got intentionally walked.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there and watched three strikes go right down the middle. If we don't have anybody behind Judge to protect him,
yep,
we are going nowhere as Yankees.
Yep. That's one of the things that could kill him again. I hear. And by the way, you know, Joe, I don't want to, you know, further alarm anybody here, but even, you know, if and when they do get legitimate production for Judge, Judge has to actually hit in October.
That's true, okay, but that's a hurdle we have to jump when we get there.
Yeah,
we have
I know.
To get to October.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But just my thoughts on this. You know, watching the game, I get frustrated. Granted, it was a great win, but tonight's the big game.
Yes. And you got the horse on the mound, Max Fried. Hey, well-rested. Let's see you. Man, I'll tell you, and not to just skew negatively. Thanks for the call there, Joe. And I just remember this, you know, when Al Leiter was coming up, blisters, like, you just don't know the weather, although it's indoors, so that shouldn't be too bad with humidity up there in Toronto. But, you know, the condensation, the skin, the seams, everybody heals differently. I mean, I know he's fine coming out of the bullpen. He's, you know, but if that blister becomes an issue the rest of the way, and I don't know that it will, certainly hope that it doesn't. You know, that's a massive, probably season-destroying issue because there's no Gerrit Cole and... You know, who knows when and what Louis Hill looks like when he does come back, if he comes back the same guy. A lot of questions. There's a lot of questions with this team. But, Joe, I'm with you. Like, and isn't that one of the most maddening aspects of this? And, by the way, and we'll get to the Mets at 11, as I said, but this plagues the Mets as well. Like, Pete Alonso, now Pete's wearing it, obviously. Good Mets win, but Pete's in a funk. Lindor's in a funk. But Pete Alonso's basically had no protection in Queens since the moment he came up. And, you know, depending upon how healthy Stanton's been, how frequently he plays, and that's been obviously intermittently over his Yankee career, you know, Judge, for the most part, has not had any truly capable protection behind him, at least the protection worthy of an all-time star like Aaron Judge. And what was the stat they said last night? The seven at-bats that Toronto has elected to walk him intentionally, they were 0-for-6 with one sack bunt. All right, small sample, but does anybody think that that's an outlier? No, I think if that keeps going, I don't think it suddenly becomes 7-for-17. I think it probably becomes more like 3-for-18. I think it's going to go in the wrong direction still. I don't think it's going to rectify itself. Yeah, I don't love Jazz in the three spot. They had him there the other night. I don't like him as protection behind Judge. That's another issue. Jesse's in East Northport. Jess, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's up?
BT, how we doing?
Good, dude.
Good. So, talking about the Yankees, I mean, you watched that game last night, and it's a microcosm of their tutelage under Boone. And it's like they fall apart defensively. the Blue Jays put pressure on them every single inning. They're grinding out at bats. They're hitting doubles with men on base. They're hitting doubles with two outs. The Yankees have been feast or famine in under this latest regime where they got to hit home runs to win games. And over the course of a seven-game series in the ALCS, you're not going to hit home runs to win every single game. Mm-hmm. But if you hit singles and doubles, you're going to win that series. And that's what's super concerning about the way they play ball under Boone.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the other issue, like, you know, if you want to try to force the issue and run the bases more aggressively. And they did it the other night, which was a weird move, and I discussed it yesterday. It was Peraza, who was on first, and Judge was up, and they stole second. And amazingly, Toronto didn't intentionally walk him. And, you know, Gausman won the matchup, struck him out, and a good at-bat. But, like, even when you have guys on base and you have Judge coming up, if you want to push it a little bit and try to use the speed, which, by the way, they're so much more athletic this year. That is one thing about this team that I'm going to stop short of saying I love, but I certainly like, and I absolutely recognize, is worlds better than it's been in recent or with recent iterations. But when you have Judge, you know, in the hole or on deck or in the box, you're not going to send guy. You're not going to run that much. Number one, you might run into an out. Number two, you're probably going to walk Judge if you swipe second. So even that, you know, athletic advantage that they haven't had in a long time, that's somewhat mitigated. Listen, there's a lot of things to like about this team. There are. And I've said that for a while, which is one of the reasons, going back to the origin of Plan B, I was excited by it. Now, I was bothered by the fact that Soto left. I've always kept it real with that. Of course, I wanted Juan to stay and have that duo go, you know, go nuts for a while. Of course. It was magic last year. But the way they pivoted there, I'm like, all right. And I'll be honest, Bellinger's even better defensively than I thought. I knew he was good. And I knew he was versatile. I didn't know he was quite this good anywhere you put him defensively. And we knew we could hit when he's right because we won an MVP. But I think that with him and, you know, I was anticipating Volpe getting on base a lot more. And obviously Jazz, who's stolen 35, 40 bases in the past. And, you know, Judge doesn't steal a lot, but he's an athlete. Grisham could run. I thought Dominguez would get a lot of, you know, a lot of playing time early. So I just thought they'd be faster. And they were components of the team that I really did like coming in. And I still do. But last night, again, was a perfect illustration as to why you just don't know what the hell to expect from these guys. You don't. Awesome win. Still a little worried. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.